Hello, everyone. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, bringing you 10 minutes of news for the day. We're already halfway through the week. We got to build up some momentum for the rest of the week because, like one of my former NFL teammates, Todd McClure, used to say, there's momentum like momentum. Today is hashtag Your Word Wednesday, so listen up to see if the vocab word you submitted helped us write today's show. Now, we do have to start with some very concerning news today in the Middle East, where a barrage of ballistic missiles was launched by Iran into Israel. Sirens sounded off across Israel as nearly 200 projectiles rained down. Many were intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome defense system. It comes at a sensitive time in the region as concerns over an expanding regional war continues to grow. Earlier in the day, an official from the U.S., which is the closest ally of Israel, said in a statement that, quote, a direct military attack from Iran against Israel will carry severe consequences for Iran, end quote. CNN was on the ground in Israel while the attack happened.
What we are all seeing with our own eyes is a major attack from Iran.
It's a major attack, Dana, and it's an escalation. It's an escalation of this war. And now what we're seeing in addition to those intercepts is we're seeing fragments falling to the ground. It's like a deadly fireworks display over Tel Aviv.
Goodness, there was an impact
just to the left of us here.
And you're talking about Tel Aviv, Jim. We are looking at pictures right now. Oh, we are looking at pictures of Tel Aviv, what you're describing.
Oh. They're coming down. One just about. We got to go inside.
Now, at the time we produced this show, there were no deaths reported from this attack. This move from Iran comes after several events, including an Israeli military ground operation targeting militant group Hezbollah earlier that day. A source from a UN peacekeeping mission in Lebanon said the Israeli military staged sporadic raids across the Lebanon-Israel border, but that Israeli troops did not stay on Lebanese soil. The incursion came after hours of artillery fire from Israel across the border into Lebanon. Recently, Israeli strikes have killed more than 1,000 people, destroying homes and displacing an estimated 1 million people in Lebanon. Israel and Hezbollah have been engaged in a back-and-forth escalation since the war in Gaza began last October. Hezbollah attacked Israel on October 8 and has said it will not stop striking Israel until a ceasefire is reached in the Palestinian enclave. Hezbollah also said it would choose a new leader as soon as possible after Israel assassinated its chief, Hassan Nasrallah, last week. Israel's escalation in its fight with Hezbollah and Iran's direct attack open a new and dangerous phase in nearly a year of war in the region. The U.S. has put pressure on Israel to reach a ceasefire agreement with Hezbollah and in the war with Gaza, following growing concerns over a more wide-scale war. 10-second trivia. What condiment was used for what was thought to be its medicinal qualities in the 1800s? Mustard, ketchup, wasabi, or mayonnaise? Hands up if you said ketchup. Did you know that it was made into pills sent to cure conditions like indigestion and jaundice? All right, we should try to never take moments for granted. Life can be ephemeral. Over the summer, a listeria outbreak sickened and even took the lives of people from more than a dozen states across the U.S. The foodborne bacterial illness was traced back to a boar's head plant in Virginia, where a USDA investigation uncovered issues in the factory, like insects and mold. Boar's Head issued a recall and discontinued some products and closed the plant where the outbreak originated. But now the plant's closure means an entire town will feel the impact of lost jobs and businesses. CNN's Mina Durison has more.
Good morning.
Normally around this time, Lee Beasley would be right in the middle of the breakfast rush.
If Boar's Head was coming through the door on their break, there would be about 15 people in line waiting and just us trying to get them out the door real quick.
Beasley runs the kitchen at Cornerstone Crossroads, just a few miles from the Boar's Head plant in Jarrett, Virginia, where hundreds of people worked before the company shut it down this month.
What did the Boar's Head plant mean to this area?
Well, that's like 500 jobs took off the table, everybody at once. So it's going to impact everybody, not just us, but all any other business around.
Are you feeling it here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Makes a huge difference.
Boar's Head closed the Jarrett plant indefinitely after investigators found its liverwurst production was the origin of a deadly outbreak tied to the deaths of 10 people and dozens of hospitalizations. The company had been the largest private employer in this rural area.
In your time here, have you seen a lot of clients come through who were at Boar's Head?
Significant amount.
Yeah.
Significant amount. It's going to affect our business heavily, but it ain't going to close us down or nothing. It's just going to be a significant change.
It's a big part of the community.
Huge part of the community.
Jarrett is a former railroad town of around 600 people. Boar's Head casts a big shadow here. Everywhere we went, we ran into former employees. Shirley Blow worked as a cleaner at the plant for 22 years.
It's not no easy job.
Why did you want to work there?
I wanted to work there because they was paying good, and it was a good job back then.
When you heard what was happening over the summer, were you surprised?
Not really. Well, back then, they had good supervisors. They checked it. If it took all day.
You feel like that wasn't happening anymore?
I can't say that. I have to watch what I said because I don't want to say nothing to hurt no one.
In the days after the plant closure, Boar's Head held meetings with laid-off employees.
We've seen dozens of people come in and out of this building today. They've been getting their severance. They've been connecting with career opportunities, signing up for unemployment. The people who were willing to share told us they were really sad about losing their jobs. They thought of this place like family. Some of them had worked here for decades, but largely they've been too afraid to talk to us.
Employees we met getting their exit paperwork told us they'd been warned they could risk losing their severance if they spoke to us, a claim Boar's Head denied. The company told CNN, "We adhere strictly to state and federal employment laws."
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is making no waves. Check this out. This high-tech flying boat is barely even making a splash. Swedish company Candela's all-electric hydrofoiling vehicles use submerged wing-like structures to lift their vessels above the water's surface. The technology could make ferry commutes faster and more comfortable, all while helping the planet in the process.
Prepare for takeoff?
I'm pretty sure it's the first time I heard a captain of a boat say prepare to take off.
We're leaving the water now, and we're flying.
This so-called flying boat is the C8, a recreational day cruiser from Candela, a Swedish company whose all-electric hydrofoiling vehicles could revolutionize the way people commute.
We have essentially like wings of an airplane submerged under the water. And when you reach certain speeds, the fully automated foil system will activate the takeoff sequence, which will bring the boat out of the water. It is essentially the same mechanics that lifts a commercial airline. This is how you fly a boat. If you look behind us, we're not making a wake anymore. The foil system is self-regulating itself and handling the waves so that we are as smooth as possible.
You have another boat that runs on this technology, but it's bigger?
We have a 40-foot passenger ferry that can carry 30 passengers. The wings are proportionally bigger, but the mechanics and the system is the same.
Candela believes that their flying ferry will be faster, more comfortable, and result in far fewer carbon emissions than a traditional passenger ferry.
How unique is this technology? I mean, are there other companies out there doing something similar with foils?
Foiling has actually been around for many, many, many years. The reason why foiling, if you ask me, hasn't been a bigger thing in the past is that the technology hasn't been there. This is a merger of drone technology, drone software, fighter jet hardware, and it all comes together with the highest processing powers available.
All right. Congrats to all my people at Ripley Junior High in Ripley, Oklahoma, for submitting today's hashtag Your Word Wednesday winner. Ephemeral, an adjective meaning lasting a very short time. I see you, Peyton, and jazz hands for Mr. L in your humanities class. Thank you for making us smarter today. Our shout out today goes to all those Cardinals flying high at North Clay High School in Louisville, Illinois. Rise up. Thanks to everyone for submitting your shout out requests on our CNN 10 YouTube page. Have an awesome day, everyone. I'll see you right back here tomorrow on CNN 10.